The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor show. I am Victor Armendariz, your Mexican, not afraid to be American.
So I want to thank you all for being here. And now, who am I introducing next? Who's next?
Yeah, folks. There you have it, right there, folks. Thank you, Producer Brett. That's just a reminder. This is who you are. If you are one of those people out there, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit today, if you're one of those people out there today that just can't vote for Trump, or you're just, I don't even know how to describe you anymore, because if you can't bring yourself to vote for Trump, and I don't care what reason you give, if you're gonna sit there and tell me you can't vote for Trump, I don't care what your reason is, because you don't care about the American people. You don't care about the poor. Look, maybe you've made it. Maybe you've made yours. Maybe you're outrunning the disaster that is the Democrat Party of today. Maybe you're outrunning, and more power to you if you are outrunning it. Listen, I'll be fully honest with you. I think I'm gonna outrun it. But not everybody can. And I care about the people who can't outrun the Democrat Party. I care about your kids, my kids, and their kids to come. Because what the Democrats are doing to this party, and if you're a willing participant, because believe you me, if you sit this out and you don't vote for Trump, you're a willing participant to what Kamala and the Democrat Party will do to this country. Because it's just going to be Biden on overdrive. And you see what Biden's done to this country, what Biden and Harris have done to this country in 3.5 years. Imagine what Harris could do if she's at the helm. Because let's be honest, how much of this mess that we're in now is Harris's fault? We all know that Joe Biden hasn't been running this country. Joe Biden couldn't run. He can't even find his way out of a room. So let's face it. It might be the Biden-Harris administration, but how many calls has Harris made? Harris herself said she was the last one in the room. She said she's the last one in the room on every major decision. She stands by Joe Biden. She stands by Bidenomics. She has said all of this. So imagine what the puppet masters will do with Kamala at the helm. It's going to be a lot more of what you've gotten this last 3.5 years, and it's going to be even worse. Let me tell you something that the media won't tell you. Let me tell you a little bit of news here that the media will not tell you. You know, when all these left-wing moonbat Democrats were running in 2019, trying to beat Joe Biden, and I include Joe Biden in the left-wing moonbat, because Joe Biden has no idea what he was doing. He's just doing the bidding of the people who are pulling his strings. So look at what Joe Biden has done. Joe Biden has been one of the most progressive presidents. Look, Sanders even told you, you listen to Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is not going to lie to you. You know, that guy's a lot of things. He's a socialist. He's I think he's a bad Jew. But one thing he is he'll be honest with you. He'll tell you to your face what they're going to do. In fact, it was Bernie Sanders who just said the other day that, no, I'm not worried about Kamala flip-flopping, because Kamala's just saying what she needs to say to get elected. He basically told the American people, she's lying, you idiots. She just wants to get elected. I have no worries that she's truly flip-flopping on these issues. That's what Bernie Sanders said. Now, look, I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what Bernie Sanders said. So, listen. Here I am going to lose my track of mind because I'm getting so excited. Folks, you just can't, I can't tell it or put it any other way other than this. And this is what you've got to understand, and this is what they will not tell you in the media. When these people were running for the Democrat nomination in 2019, there was an assessment done on what they were proposing, the spending they were proposing. And it was off the charts. I mean, Joe Biden was in the trillions and blah. You know, they were all, even Trump's proposals were in the billions or something like that. But they were all in the billions and trillions, and the Democrats, of course, were way more than anybody else. But the number one, you want to know who had the most, we're talking gagillion dollars that they wanted to spend? It was Kamala Harris. Out of everyone, I don't know, what, 20 people who were running for the Democrat nomination in 2019, trying to get the nomination for 2020, out of all of those Democrats that were running, Kamala Harris was proposing the most spending. Okay, she was, I think, twice as much as Biden wanted to spend, and look what the Biden-Harris spending has done. In the last 3.5 years, it sent us to double-digit inflation. Inflation that we're dealing with right now today. When you go into the grocery store and you're paying double and triple what you were paying before, it's because of Biden-Harris. And it's because of all the spending that Biden Harris did. Now, if Biden Harris, if Harris had her way, she would more than double the spending that Biden did. So this is what you've got to understand. You go back and you look this up. Do a DuckDuckGo search and you look up the proposed spending from 2019 that Kamala Harris had. And then you start to pay attention to what she's saying now. She's telling you a lot of pretty words, a lot of word salads, to make you think she believes one way, to make you think she's conservative. My goodness, she could practically wear a MAGA hat with some of the crap coming out of her mouth lately. But if you look at the, when it comes to spending, if any little thing about spending, she'll never tell you she's not going to spend. She'll never tell you she's going to cut, because she's not. She wants to spend more and more. And the more government spends, the more inflation we are going to have. There is one entity in this, ladies and gentlemen, you can fact check me until the cows come home. I don't care what your academic pedigree is. You cannot defeat my argument. There's one entity that blows up inflation, one entity that causes inflation, and that is government. Government. And you know, Ronald Reagan said it best. We don't have inflation because the American people are living too well. We have inflation because the government is living too well. I mean, that's the most simple way to put it. But the only entity, listen, companies don't cause inflation. Corporations don't cause inflation. The only entity that can cause inflation is government. And they do it by ridiculous stupidity spending. And then when you have stupid green policy, so you're driving energy costs up, then you are lighting a fire to inflation. You by government spending, that's what causes and allows inflation to fester. But then when you drive up the cost of energy, you might as well be taking a gasoline, throw it on your festering inflation, and then throw a match in it. That's how you get the kind of rapid rising inflation that we had these last 3.5 years. Because the Biden-Harris administration came in, they spent money like drunken sailors, and then they poured gasoline on that inflation money by driving the cost of energy up. So ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is not hard. This isn't rocket science. So again, I don't care what your academic pedigree is. You can't defeat my argument. You can't find an honest economist out there who's not being paid by the government who will refute what I just told you, because they know. They know the only entity that causes inflation is government. Government. You just remember what Ronald Reagan said, because that's the easiest way to put it. We don't have inflation because the people are living too well. We have inflation because the government is living too well. And what is inflation? Inflation is a tax directly to the hearts of the poor and the middle class. That's who it hurts the worst. So let me go back to the beginning before producer Brett had his little creative thing there. Now see, folks, listen, sometimes this show is on the fly. Sometimes this show happens on the fly, and I just literally got back in the past 24 hours from Las Vegas. So I flew across the country so I could get here and do this show. But I was in Vegas all last week, I'm a little tired, but sometimes we can't. I have to come in here and do this show by the seat of my pants, and sometimes producer Brett will get a little creative and have some cool things, which we had at the beginning of the show there. But let me tell you, we've got a lot to get to today, and I want to get to as much as I can. I'm going to give you an analysis of what's going on, the state of the race right now. I'm going to give you an analysis of what I think is going to happen. What I think is happening right now, I'll tell you that, because ladies and gentlemen, nobody knows. I can tell you what my feelings are, and I can tell you what my worries are, but nobody can tell you what's going to happen in November. Only you, the people, we the people are going to make Trump victorious. And that's by making sure you get out and vote. Make sure you take somebody with you to go vote. Make sure you're communicating with all your family members. And if you know a gun owner, listen, folks, do you understand this and realize this? And I jump around with my words, but listen to me. There's millions and millions and millions and millions of gun owners in this United States. A lot of them are NRA members. And do you realize that only 16% of them vote? It's either 16% of NRA members or 16% of gun owners. I'm not sure of that number, but it's somewhere around there. Vote. Ladies and gentlemen, if every gun owner in this country would vote, and if they voted to support the Second Amendment, the only candidate in this race who supports the Second Amendment is Donald J. Trump. That is the only candidate that supports the Second Amendment is Donald J. Trump. Heck, I would tell you the only candidate that supports the Constitution as it is written is Donald J. Trump. But if you are a gun owner and if you've never cared about politics, but you care about your Second Amendment, you care about the gun that you own, you like to target shoot, you like to hunt, you like to do those things, then you better get out and vote. So this is what I'm saying. You've got to get out and talk to people. If you know a gun owner, you need to explain to them why it's so important that they go vote for Trump. I don't care if they hold their nose. Who cares? I don't care if they hate Trump. You vote on policy, not on a person. And this is what you've got to explain to people. And that's what I want you to do. I need you to go out, and I need everybody to be a door knocker. I need all my listeners to be an advocate for Donald Trump. And I'm not afraid. Listen, this is the Mexican not afraid to be American. The Mexican not afraid to be American. I'm sitting right here. Vamos, mi gente. Vamos conmigo, mi gente. Vamos conmigo, mi gente. Because all of you need to come with me. And you need to be an activist for Donald Trump. And I don't mean get in people's faces and argue. No. If somebody argues with you, walk away. It's not worth it. You go to the next person. You go talk to people that can have a conversation with you and that are willing to listen. And you can let them know. Listen, I personally, and my entire family, we are a family that the Democrats will tell you doesn't exist. Or my family is a family that the Democrats wishes didn't exist. My family is a family that the Democrats fear. Because my family, we're a bunch of Spanish speaking Mexican blood people who will crawl to the polls to vote for Donald J. Trump. I don't care what Donald Trump has said about Mexicans, and I don't care what the media says he says about Mexicans. Because look, I'm smart enough to know that I can look things up for myself. I can do a DuckDuckGo search, and I can see the quote that Donald Trump says. And I will tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. Some of you know, you listeners who have been with me for quite a while, you know that I go to Mexico every year, several times a year. And once or twice, I go down to the right on the border of Guatemala and Mexico. And I have seen these caravans come. I've seen the people, and I've talked with family members and friends who live in those towns right there near the Guatemalan border who have to deal with all the caravans that come through. All the illegals that are coming through, they have to deal with it. And they told me the same thing that Donald Trump told you. It was as if Donald Trump had a crystal ball, because Donald Trump said it before my family said it. But Donald Trump told you that not everybody coming across the border is the best. Not everybody coming across the border is the good people. Now, maybe the majority of them are good and want to work, and more power to them. But not all of them are the good people. There are some bad apples coming across. There are terrorists, known terrorists. There are terrorist wannabes. There are gang members. There are drug dealers. They're all coming across that border. And my family saw it with their own eyes, because I have family that are right there on that Guatemalan border who had teenage daughters and preteen daughters who used to walk to school every day and could not walk to school when those caravans came through, because there were illegal young men, military-aged men, who started assaulting their daughters. They started following and trying to assault the daughters so they could no longer walk to school. Now, that element is in this country and every city that the Democrats are sending them to. So I've seen it with my own eyes. I know what's going on, which is why I tell you, my Mexican family has no problem voting for Donald J. Trump. So the Democrats don't want you to know this. This is why I'm telling you, my kind of family is what the Democrats fear. Because when a minority thinks for themselves like my family does, my family, and I am not kidding when I'm telling you, my sisters, my brother, myself, my mother, my dad, we will crawl to the polls if we have to so we can vote for Donald J. Trump. Because, listen, my father is a person who's came to this country in his early 20s, and he did it the right way. He had to stand in line. He had to get a student visa. He had to renew his student visa. I don't know how many years until the day he was able to obtain his United States citizenship. And that man is the proudest man I've ever seen when he held up his United States citizenship. Proudest I've ever seen him. Proudest I've ever seen him. And here's a man who loves his country, Mexico, who made sure I learned everything about Mexico, made sure I grew up going back and forth to Mexico, so I would never forget where I came from. But when he got his citizenship, I mean, it makes me emotional now. I will never forget that day when my father held up his United States citizenship because he earned it. He earned it, and he wanted to be an American. He wanted to be part of this country. And that is why people like me, people like my family, who yes, we have, we're Mexican side on a side. Yes, we will vote for Trump. And there's a whole lot, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, there's a whole lot of Hispanics that are going to vote for Donald Trump for the very reason that my family is. And the Democrats can't stand it. They don't know what to do. And I am telling you folks, please, if somebody's listening from the Donald Trump camp, this is where I tell you, you need to use not just me, and I'm not just gonna pat myself on the back here, but you've got to use people like me with my background who's expecting the Democrats would expect somebody like me to just naturally, you have to be Democrat. Listen, I was told all my life I'm supposed to be a Democrat. I was told all my life that I'm brown. I got to be Democrat. My father for years was a JFK Democrat. But you know what? The Democrat Party left him. He didn't leave them. They left him. And so I'm just telling you folks, there's a whole lot of Hispanics that for the reason that my family is going to vote for Donald Trump, and my message to Donald Trump and to anybody listening that's with the Donald Trump camp, you've got to use somebody like me. You've got 40-something days before this election, and you know probably because your internal polls are probably showing you this race is way closer than it should be. And you need to use somebody like me, somebody who has the experience. I watched my father achieve the American dream. I watched people call him names. I witnessed my dad being called a spick. And you know what my dad did? He turned to me and said, "Don't worry about it. Because one day that person that called me that name is going to be asking me for money." And you know what? He was right. He was right. So I am telling you folks, I implore you, Mr. President Donald Trump, you got to find people like me and you need to use them. You've got 40-something days and we are powerful spokesmen on your behalf. And I'll be happy to do it, and so would many Hispanics who are in the position that I'm in or believe like I do. And this goes for other minorities. I will tell you, if you're a black voter out there and you're tired of being taken advantage of by the Democrat Party, well, the biggest power, you have all the power. You black voters out there, you have so much power. I wish you would realize it. Because if you think the Democrat Party should care about you, you want to make them care about you? Throw them out of office. If you're a black voter or any minority voter out there and you want to believe because you've been told all your life that the Democrats care about you, if you want to believe that they do, you want to make them care about you, throw them out of office. Not one Democrat deserves to be in office because they haven't done a, you know what, I'm trying to be nice, folks. This is a family show. The Democrats have done nothing over the past 30, 40, 50 years to help the minority. All they've done is push the minority down. All the Democrats have done is try to build a dependence class. And that dependence class, oh, it looks really good when they got a lot of minority voters in it. Because according to the Democrats, we're too stupid to get IDs. We're too stupid to know how to vote. We're too stupid to have free speech. That is your today Democrat Party. Today's Democrat Party thinks the minority black voter, the minority brown voter, they think that we're too stupid to get an ID. As if we didn't need an ID to open a bank account. As if we didn't need an ID to go to a ball game. As if we didn't need an ID to get on an airplane. Apparently we can do that. But we're not smart enough to show an ID to vote? That's your Democrat Party that thinks you're that stupid. The Democrat Party believes if you're a minority brown voter, minority black voter, you can't fend for yourself. You can't make it. And for the black folks that have made it or the brown folks that have made it, oh, that's an anomaly. And then they try to bring those people down unless they toe their line. That's your Democrat Party. You want to be a part of that? And believe you me, if you stand by and you don't vote for Trump and you allow Kamala Harris to get elected, then you are complicit. I don't care how much you tell me you don't support that crap. If you don't vote for Trump, you're supporting that crap. I can't put it any simpler than that, folks. I can't. All right. I got much more I want to get to, and I did not mean to get off on that tirade, but sometimes I need to be on tirades and you guys need to hear it. So, all right. Okay, folks, listen, this is the America's Web Radio Station, the America's Web Radio Station you are tuned into. I am Victor Armendariz, the Mexican, not afraid to be American, not afraid to be American, not one bit, not one bit. So, listen, I have a poll here. I mean, this pretty much should settle it. So if you're a Trump supporter, if you're a Trump supporter out there, listen, you still got to vote. You need to pretend that Trump is 20 points behind. That's how active you need to be. But I'm going to give you a little bit of news that this is going to make you feel good. This is going to make you feel good. So this might be one of the best polls out there. This might be one of the best indicators. This might be one of the best predictors out there. I'm not saying it's going to be true, but I'm going to tell you they've only been wrong once in the past 40 years. This poll, this projection on who's going to win the presidential race has only been wrong. I shouldn't say this. I'm probably going to, oh, please don't let me be jinxing this. But this poll's only been wrong once in the past 40 years. And they just came out, and right now, Donald Trump is going to win the 2024 race. Donald Trump will be the next president. This is a cookie company, ladies and gentlemen. Get this. This is really funny. Listen, and sometimes we need a good laugh and a good feelism. There's a cookie company in Ohio, and shame on me because I don't remember the name of the cookie company. I don't remember the name, but there is a cookie company in Ohio, and I can't even tell. Gosh, I'm a bad host today, bad host, because I don't remember where in Ohio either, but I know it's in Ohio. There's a cookie company in Ohio, and every presidential election, and they've done this for the past 40 years, and they've only been wrong once. They make three sets of cookies, so every day you can go in and you can buy a cookie. And you can buy the Donald Trump cookie. It's a cookie that's got Donald Trump's face on it. You can buy a Kamala cookie. It's got the Kamala face on it. Or you can buy a Happy Face, which is the third party. So you're voting by which cookie you buy. And this cookie company takes a tally. And right now, Donald Trump is trouncing Kamala Harris. I mean, it's like 3,000 votes to 2,100 votes. It's something like that. But right now, Donald Trump is the clear victor in this Ohio cookie poll or Ohio cookie prediction. So right now, about 3,000 votes for Donald Trump. That means 3,000 Donald Trump cookies have been bought. Maybe 2,100 or so Kamala cookies have been bought. And I think 350 or so of the third party cookie has been bought. So Donald Trump is crushing Kamala. He's crushing the third party. So according to the cookie company in Ohio, you can feel pretty good about Donald Trump's chances to win in November. Now, don't get overconfident. Don't rest on your laurels. You got to go vote. You got to take everybody with you to go vote. And listen, I want you listeners to start doing this. I want you to start calling your family members, your friends, and everybody you know. Put it on social media, and you remind people, voting is the first Tuesday of November. What is it, November 5th, I think? You remind people, because some people will make travel plans, whether they're traveling for vacation or they're traveling for work, or you just never know. But some people will make travel plans, and they won't think about it until it's too late. And then they're going to be, oh my gosh, I didn't vote. Listen, we can't take that chance. So this is one of the things some of you out there, if you don't want to door knock or you don't want to make phone calls, you don't want to volunteer for a campaign. If you can't do that, then at least do this. At least put on your social media, contact your friends, contact your family, do whatever you need to do that's easy for you, and just contact as many people as you can and just remind them, this is the voting day. If there's a chance that you're going to be out of town, then you go ahead and request your absentee ballot. Because you can do that. You can request an absentee ballot. You can verify who you are. And you can make your vote. Because you've got to vote, ladies and gentlemen. This is not an election that you can just blindly forget or accidentally forget. It's too important. It's too important. We cannot have a word salad in chief for the next 4 years. We are dealing with the dementia in chief for 3.5 years so far. Do you want the word salad in chief to follow that? Ladies and gentlemen, you know darn well what Kamala's going to do. She's been in office for 3.5 years already. You know what she's going to do. She's going to do more of the same. She tells you what she's going to do. She wants to ban gasoline cars. She wants to ban fracking. She wants to get rid of your energy grid and replace it with a windmill, unicorn farts, and fairy dust. And maybe solar panels. This lady is progressive. She's progressive, progressive, progressive. She's going to, just as Bernie Sanders told you, she's going to lie and tell you what she thinks you need to hear to get elected. And then she's going to go right back. And she even told you her values haven't changed. Folks, what is a value? What is a value? If you are telling me that you believe in lower taxes, or let's say you're a Marxist, progressive, socialist Democrat, and you believe in taxing the bejesus out of people, you believe in taxing corporations, which is a tax on the individual, you believe in all that stuff, you believe in banning cars, you believe in banning this, you believe in banning the free speech, you believe in banning guns, you believe in all that mess. Those are your convictions, those are your values. So when Kamala Harris tells you, well, I'm flip-flopping on everything. Oh, but, and then she looks at the camera and listen to the way her voice changes. Listen, folks, when you're not confident or you're bouncing back and forth on a topic, you can tell in somebody's voice that the passion's not there because the confidence is not there. But when she looks at the camera, she goes, my values haven't changed. My values haven't changed. You can see that suddenly she's confident. Suddenly she's projecting because that's where her beliefs are. This lady, Kamala Harris, is a progressive, Marxist, socialist, wannabe Democrat, and she's not going to change. And we're going to go to a break pretty soon, and when we get back, I'm going to tell you how I know she's not going to change. I'm going to tell you that, so you're going to want to stay tuned, but I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty crazy, some of the things that are going on out there, and I'm just amazed at how many voters will actually vote for Kamala. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope Trump wins overwhelmingly, but as, according to the cookie company in Ohio, Donald Trump's got this in the bag. So I just thought that was funny, folks. That's just a good, I don't know. It's just kind of funny, but again, don't take it to heart. You got to go do the work. But it is funny to see this, that a cookie shop in Ohio that only been wrong once in 40 years. And I know some of you are asking, which election did they get wrong? I don't know, folks. I should, you know, again, bad host. Listen, my excuse is I just flew back from Vegas, so I'm kind of tired. But I'll try to find that information, but you can do it yourself. Just do a DuckDuckGo search. And, listen, folks, DuckDuckGo, they won't follow you. They won't scam you. DuckDuckGo's not going to inundate you with ridiculous ads. They're not going to spy on you. They're not going to throttle your searches. They're not going to put searches what they want you to find, like Google will do. So that's why I'm always pushing DuckDuckGo. So make sure you do that. So, all right, folks, listen, we're going to go to a break. When we get back, I am going to tell you why and how I know Kamala Harris isn't going to change her values if she were to get elected. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe DeLapp. I've been on the National Fundraising Board at St. Jude for 20 years. On September 28th, we're holding our Walk Run fundraiser to help the sick kids at St. Jude. Go online to stjude.org/walkrun. That's stjude.org/walkrun. And look for St. Jude Walk Run in your area. Or if you'd like, you can join my fundraiser supporting the Walk Run this year. You can go to walkrun.stjude.org/delap. That's D-E-L-A-P-P. That's walkrun.stjude.org/delap. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the Internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/americaswebradio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the On Point with Victor Show. I am Victor Armendariz, the Mexican, not afraid to be American, not afraid to be American, Americano. No tengo miedo. No tengo miedo. Hey, listen, folks. Look, I just got a message here during the break. Those of you who've listened for a long time, you know, I don't really take phone calls. This station isn't really set up. America's Web Radio is pretty awesome, and you can look us up. You can go to americaswebradio.com, americaswebradio.com. As a matter of fact, you can go to americaswebradio.com and be a supporter of this show by being a supporter, and there's a word for it, and I'm going to forget it. But you can actually donate, because listen, we can't do it for free, and you can actually donate directly for the On Point with Victor show. So if you support me, please go to americaswebradio.com, sign up to be a patron for the On Point with Victor show. I would greatly appreciate it. But we don't do a lot of phone calls here, ladies and gentlemen. We just don't. Now listen, when I fill in for Eric Erickson, now those of you who are new, I am a fill-in host for the Eric Erickson nationally syndicated radio show across the country. I take lots of phone calls when I fill in for him. So make sure you stay tuned to my social media. Make sure you stay tuned to this show, because I'll always let you know when I'm going to fill in for Eric. And a lot of times it's last minute. So that's why you need to be paying attention to my social media, which is On Point with Victor TikTok, On Point with Victor on Instagram, On Point with Victor on Facebook. I'm on X, Twitter X, whatever you call it. You can find me on all of those places and follow me, and you'll always know when I'm going to fill in for Eric, because that's when I take phone calls. It's hard to do it here, folks. I can't really explain it, but it's just not set up for here at this radio station. And we have a very small staff here, which is why all the support that we get, I'm so thankful for. And any of you folks out there, that if you've got the means to do it and you can support the show, please do. We greatly appreciate it. But anyway, so my apologies. I know, listen, we get phone calls all the time, and people try to call into the show. They want to talk to me, and I'm very humbled by it. I thank you so much. I cannot ever appreciate, tell you how much I appreciate the listenership. Folks, we have grown this radio show tremendously. We have, just thousands and thousands of downloads every month. You can find this show on Spotify and Apple Podcast, and the downloads are amazing. My listening audience is amazing. We have listeners all across this country, from Florida to Georgia to Tennessee to California to New York to Texas to Montana and everywhere in between. I mean, it's just amazing the reach of this show now. And I have listeners in Mexico. We even had some listeners in Spain. I mean, it's pretty crazy, folks, but this show reaches quite a bit, and I'm thankful for it. And so you can imagine that there are a lot of people that try to call in and we're just not set up for it. So my apologies for those of you who do try to call in. It's just not something we could do. But listen, you can always contact me on social media. Contact me at social media. It might take me a while, but I will answer you. I will answer you. And if you've got something that, and if you're really good and you're on your game, I will bring it up in the show. I will do all those things. And then, when I fill in for the Eric Erickson show, you can call in. I'll make sure that I let you know so you can call in, cause I take a lot of phone calls when I do fill in for Eric. So I work with you the best I can, folks. I do my best. I promise. So, all right. Listen, let me tell you something that I don't know why nobody else is pointing this out. I haven't heard anyone else point this out. Maybe they have, but I haven't heard it. And I don't know why no one will point this out. But let me tell you how I know. How do I know, your humble host here, how do I know that Kamala Harris is full of BS? How do I know Kamala Harris, when she's flip-flopping all over the place and telling you, like right now, she's living in Pennsylvania because, listen, she knows if she loses Pennsylvania, this race is pretty much over for her. She's going to live in Pennsylvania. She's telling them all, she's for fracking all of a sudden. Fracking, 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 fracking. Oh, Kamala loves fracking. And it's not true. It couldn't be further from the truth. Kamala Harris, on every occasion, and you can look this up, every chance she's gotten, she has told you, not just, I'm going to ban fracking, not just, I want to slow down fracking. No, she looks at the people and tells them, oh, you're darn right we're going to ban fracking. Not, I want to. No, no, we're going to. Kamala Harris is the one that looks at the, right at the people when she's in a place where she doesn't think conservative people are listening. And she tells these whack job liberals, I will ban fracking. There is no question I will ban fracking. That's her words. That's her words. She also said, oh, I don't need Congress to ban guns. I'll do it. Now, I'm paraphrasing that one, but she has basically said that she will go after guns and she doesn't need Congress to do it. That's what she said. She also said she will seize patents. If you bust your butt in your garage and you come out with the next greatest thing and you put a patent on it, Kamala Harris thinks she can grab that patent from you because she's the government and you're not. These are things that Kamala Harris has said over and over and over when she thinks you're not listening. These are things that she said when she wanted to win the left-wing moonbat primaries. These are the things that Kamala Harris says that are her values. And if you think she's changed them, you're out of your freaking mind. She is telling you, she's a typical, typical deep state Washington bureaucrat politician. She's going to look at you right now and tell you all the sweet things. Oh, it's going to taste good, and I'm going to be wonderful. And then when you're dumb enough to vote for her, and you put her in office, she's going to go to everything that you don't want. She's going after the First Amendment. She's going after the Second Amendment. Who knows if she'll stop there. And she's going to go after gas cars. She's going to go after your power grids. She's going to go after all of those things. She wants your gas stove. She gets to keep hers, but you don't. You don't. She wants to tell you how to live. She wants to tell you where to live. She's going to tell you how the size of house you can live in. This is the Democrat Party of today. I am not making any of this up. This is not hyperbole. She wants to tax your savings. She wants to tax your investments. This lady is a Marxist left-wing Democrat. None of this is hyperbole. I'm not making any of this up. This is what Kamala wants to do to you. And if you think Kamala has forgotten all the things she wants to do to you, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. And how do I know this? How do I know this? I'll tell you how I know this. Have you not noticed how quiet AOC is? Have you not noticed, what's her name? Shahib, Tahib, the whole squad, that left wing, far left wing, socialist wannabe Democrat wing, the anti-Jewish wing of the Democrat Party, the Hamas wing of the Democrat Party. Have you noticed how quiet they've been? That suddenly that, listen, I don't care who you are, what Democrat you are. If you were to have the guts to actually stand up and say, no, I'm committed to oil exploration. I'm committed to refining gasoline. I'm refining oil into gasoline. We're committed to all the above. Yes, we want to get to green energy, or we want to develop green energy, but to get there, we've got to have gas, and we've got to have gas-powered vehicles. You show me the Democrat that'll do that, because if a Democrat did that, the AOCs and the Hamas side, the wing of the Democrat Party, the anti-Jew wing of the Democrat Party, which is most of the Democrat Party, the AOCs and the Tahibs and all of them, they would lose their ever-loving mind, and they would be screaming at the top of their lungs at any Democrat that would dare come out for a gas-powered vehicle or for drilling or for gas pipelines. They would lose their mind. But have you noticed how quiet they are? Kamala Harris is running around there telling everyone, I'm for fracking. Oh, I'm not a – Kamala, you're on camera – countless of times saying that you want to ban fracking, that you don't want to ban it, you're going to ban it. You're on film saying all of these things, but now you're going to tell us, oh no, I don't believe that anymore. Oh no, I'm for guns. Oh, ha, ha, ha. Oh, look at me, I own a gun. Oh, really? Show me the gun, Kamala, because I don't believe you. But she's out there telling you all of these things, and she's gonna drill, she's gonna have oil, she's gonna have oil exploration, she's gonna allow for more drilling, and she's gonna allow for fracking. Is she gonna implement back the Nord Stream pipeline? Is she, or what was the name of the the pipeline that Biden Harris crushed 5 seconds after they took office in 2020 or 2021? They killed the pipeline. Do you think she's going to bring that pipeline back? You believe her? And all of these things she's saying she's for now, and you're telling me that the squad, the left-wing moonbat squad, is quiet? They're not angry with Kamala? Now, why is that? Why the silence? They're silent because they know they own and control Kamala Harris. They know Kamala Harris, just like Bernie Sanders told you, that Kamala Harris is going to say what she needs to say to get elected. They know darn well she hasn't changed her values. And Kamala herself told you she hasn't changed her values. Kamala Harris, if you people are dumb enough to elect her, because it ain't going to be me, you know where I stand. But if enough of you people are dumb enough, listen, a whole lot of you were dumb enough to vote for a dementia patient. So don't think that there aren't enough dumb masses out there, and masses with an M, dumb masses. Don't think there are not enough dumb masses, low information voters out there that'll buy into this feel-goodism and this vibe crap and vote for Kamala, because they won't pay attention to what her policy is. Why? Because she won't answer a policy question. But we know where she stands because we saw her run in 2019 for the Democrat primary and get practically no votes. She had less than 2%. She was the first one to drop out, but we know where she stands. We know where her values are. And Kamala Harris has told you over and over, my values haven't changed. And now the hard left, which is most of the Democrat Party, they're not saying anything. They're not mad at Kamala for flip-flopping. They're silent. Folks, the only reason they're silent is because they know Kamala Harris is not changing her values. Kamala Harris, if she gets elected, she will go back to trying to ban fracking. She will try to kill oil exploration. She's going to try to reduce drilling. She's going to try to reduce gasoline. She's going to try to force windmills, solar panels, fairy dust, and unicorn farts. That's what she thinks is going to get you base load power for a power grid. It ain't going to work. It's not going to work, folks. But that's Kamala. Kamala believes more in the Green New stupid deal, the Green New scam. That's Kamala, even more than AOC and her crowd. And if you think Kamala is going to give up her convictions just like that, oh, she'll give them up for 5 minutes to get elected, and then she's going to go right back to them. So don't be an uninformed, dumb voter. Don't do it. If you're living, you know, so many of you, 60, 70% of this country is living paycheck to paycheck. So many of you have to put things back when you get to the register of the grocery store. You have to put things back because you can't afford the new prices. So many of you have to really, really, really budget tight that how much can I put towards food? How much can I put in my gas tank? So many of you are doing that. How can I run the AC enough this month? Because I know the power bill is going to be this much. Can I afford that? Winter's coming. Do I need to put money away? Can I put money away so I can pay for my heat? So many of you are in that predicament. And if you go vote for Kamala Harris and Joe Dementia Biden, they cause these price increases. They're causing you to live paycheck to paycheck. You weren't living this way under Donald Trump's first presidency. You weren't, you know darn well. And listen, when there's a party out there, the Democrat Party, Kamala and Pelosi and the rest of those bozos, when they will look at you and tell you Donald Trump had the worst economy, when they're willing to lie to your face like that, that is instant disqualification. You should immediately walk away from that party. Listen, I am not telling you that you can't go back to the Democrat Party one day. But if you want the Democrat Party to change and actually value you, value your opinion, and actually do something for the working man, like maybe they, hell, I will say this, the old Democrat Party, JFK, they did care about the working man. Today's Democrat Party could care less about the working man. They just want you dependent. So if you're out there and you really care about that and you want to be, if you think the letter D, in DNA stands for Democrat, well then the only way for you to change that party and get them to really notice you and to remember they serve you is to throw them out of office. They need to be thrown out of office so they can earn their way back. So if you're a diehard Democrat and you want to stay a diehard Democrat and you want the Democrat Party to change to value you again, throw them out of office. Throw them out of office. Listen, I'd say the same thing for the Republicans. Listen, for the past 16 years, the Democrats have controlled 12 of those years. They've controlled the bureaucracy, they've controlled the presidency, and most of the House. They've controlled it 12 out of the last 16 years. The problem's not the Republican Party, folks. Now listen, the Republican Party is not perfect. You guys know, if I had my way, I would kick Lindsey Graham so far out of this party, and I would kick McConnell so far out of this party that every team in the NFL would be trying to hire me to be their kicker. So, I know the Republican Party is not perfect, but the Republican Party is the best thing we got right now. And when you've got somebody like Trump, a businessman who's not a politician, who's going to shape the Republican Party, and the Republicans hate, the establishment hates the fact, listen, I've told you this before. When you get a person that's running for the presidency and the entire Democrat Party hates him, the entire Washington swamp hates him, and half the Republican Party hates him, then you know you've got the right guy. So if you ask me, I wish somebody from CNN or MSNBC would find me on the street. Listen, I'm out there. I'm in the airport every freaking week almost. You come up to me and ask me how I know Donald Trump is the man for the job, and this is what I would tell them. Because when I see the Democrat Party that hates Trump, I see the Washington swamp, the bureaucracy hates Trump, and I see half the Republican Party hates Trump, then I'm thinking, Donald Trump must be the right guy. Donald Trump's the right guy for the job. Because if the establishment hates Donald Trump this much, it must be because he's exposing their game. He's exposing their little playground. And there's nothing that politicians hate. I'm talking the Democrat establishment. I'm talking the Republican establishment. There's nothing they hate more than for an outsider to come piss in their sandbox. And that's the way they look at Donald Trump. So listen, I don't care if you like Donald Trump. I don't care if you hate him. Listen, the guy's a New Yorker. The guy's a New Yorker. He's born, bred, and he is New Yorker. So he's going to have a New Yorker attitude. And honestly, Donald Trump's a pretty nice dude. If you really get to know him and you look at some of the things he's done, he's a pretty nice dude to be a New Yorker. I know a lot of New Yorkers, folks. I got a lot of fans up there. But Donald Trump's a New Yorker. If you swing at him, he's going to swing back. If you hit him, he's going to hit you back twice as hard. That's the New Yorker way. Or at least it used to be. It used to be. Donald Trump is going to tell you what's on his mind. Listen, every word that Kamala or any politician that's a career politician, anything they say to you, before they say it, they're calculating. Did we do a poll on this? Did we do a focus group on this? Can I say this? Can I be truthful? How can I word this to not be truthful, but to be liked by the voters, be liked by the media? That's what politicians do. Donald Trump doesn't do that. You ask Donald Trump a question, have you noticed? He gives you an answer. There's not a question out there that can be asked or has been asked of Donald Trump of which he didn't give an answer. Because he's not a politician. Donald Trump doesn't know how to be a politician. And that's a good thing, ladies and gentlemen. That's a good thing. When you ask Donald Trump a question, he doesn't sit there and go, oh gosh, what did the polling say? What did the focus group say? No. He tells you what his heart says, what his heart thinks. I will tell you 99% of when Donald Trump gives an answer is coming from within. It's coming from within. And maybe he doesn't get it all right. Listen, I think his view on taxes is off. Now, I love that we're going to kill taxes on tip workers. We're going to kill taxes on overtime. Because why? Why do I love it? Because we're moving to a fair tax. Donald Trump may not know it, but we're moving to a fair tax. And what do we need to do? What do I say we need to do? We need to scrap our income tax system. We need to, there in a free country, we should never have a progressive tax system. And right now we have a progressive tax system. We shouldn't have that. So what do I want to do? What does Donald Trump, I think Donald Trump is headed towards, and he may not know it. We need to scrap. This is why the Republicans, we need to win big, and the Republican Party needs to win big. Because if we could get enough people to represent us in the Senate, in the House, and in the presidency, Donald Trump, if we could repeal the amendment that allows the income tax. And so no more federal income tax. That goes away. You replace it with a national sales tax. This plan is called the Fair Tax. It's been a plan that's been in Washington since the 90s. This is a true plan for freedom. It is a plan that will be the biggest transfer of power from the government to the people. And that's the way it should be. So Donald Trump, you may not know it, buddy, but by being willing to kill the taxes on tip workers, kill the taxes on Social Security, kill the taxes on overtime, you're inching closer to what we need to do. And that's completely repeal the income tax amendment, repeal all federal income taxes. That goes away. And replace it with HR 25, I believe is the plan, HR 25. It's the fair tax plan. Replace it with the national sales tax. It would be amazing. You want manufacturing to come back to this country? Implement the fair tax. You want the stock market to double, triple? Implement the fair tax. You want this economic pie to grow beyond anyone's belief? You want to bring down communism? You want to stop Marxism in its tracks? Then you grow the United States economy leaps and bounds, and you do it by implementing the fair tax. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. You want to promote freedom? You want to take away, I don't know, 60, 70, 80% of the power of the bureaucracy in Washington? You want to kill the deep state? You want to crush the deep state? You want to crush the swamp? Implement the fair tax. You want to crush the lobbyists? You want to crush K Street? Implement the fair tax. It's as simple as that. And by the grace of God, one day maybe I can sit down with President Trump and just give me 5-10 minutes and let me explain the fair tax to him. Let me have a discussion with him. And I promise you, Donald Trump's going to look at me and go, why haven't we done this? And I'm going to look at him and go, you're the president, Mr. President. So, I mean, put Elon Musk in charge of that, and I bet he gets it done. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, listen, I know so many of you are hurting out there. I know it. I am too, folks. I am too. Everything costs more. Your car insurance costs more. If you have to buy a car, it costs more. If you want to buy a bicycle, it costs more. If you want to buy just basic food and you like some name brand stuff, it costs way too much. So now you're going to the off brand and it costs too much. Everything in your life is costing you triple, double, triple more than it cost when Donald Trump was president. Everything. Gas. Look at gas prices, folks. I took the smallest car I have today and I had to fill it up, and it still cost me about $50 plus to fill this thing up. because of gas prices. And when Donald Trump was president, it cost me $20, 20 some odd dollars to fill that car up. You remember when Donald Trump was president. And listen, the Democrats, the fact that they're trying to take the COVID year, they're trying to take 2020 and blame that economy on Trump. The fact that they're willing to lie. Listen, they won't even, they're hoping that you forget COVID. See, this is the one instance where the Democrat Party right now is actively trying and hoping and praying that you forget. Now, they don't pray to God, they pray to government, but they're trying to get you to forget that COVID happened in 2020, because they want to tell you, oh, Donald Trump had the worst economy in 2020. Look at these numbers. But they don't want to remind you that it was COVID. And they don't want to remind you that the states that stayed locked down the longest, the states that harmed the economy the most, were the Democrat states, Democrat run states. You know, in Georgia, city of Atlanta is pretty effed up because it's run by Democrats. And the city of Atlanta, they tried to, I think at one point, they tried to sue Governor Kemp, who's a Republican. They tried to sue him, I think, for mask wearing. I think they sued him for opening. I think they did. If city of Atlanta Democrats had their way, Georgia would have been one of the states to hurt the economy instead of help the economy. Because remember, Brian Kemp, Republican governor of Georgia, opened Georgia first. Brian Kemp, the Republican governor of Georgia, who, listen, I was not a big supporter of, but he has earned my respect. Because Brian Kemp of Georgia, when the lockdowns were going on in 2020, Brian Kemp was the first governor that said, we can't sustain this any longer. Open the state. And he did. And then Ron DeSantis, the best governor in the country, the governor of Florida, he, right after Kemp, he said, we're opening the state of Florida. We're open for business. We cannot continue to hurt people of Florida, the people of Florida and Kemp. We can't continue to hurt the people of Georgia. And then you had Republican state after Republican state reopen, and then the economy started coming back. And then Donald Trump at the helm, he had this economy turning around, and he had to fight the Democrat states because the Democrat governors did everything they could to keep their states locked down as long as they could. And then the bozo people in those states reelected half of these idiots. Don't understand that one, folks. I just don't understand that one. But you've got to understand the Democrat Party is trying to lie to you right now. And listen, when this election's over, they're going to remind you about COVID because they're going to try to force you to get the shot again. And if Kamala is president, listen, Kamala Harris is running around trying to make this election about your freedom to make your bodily choices. Kamala Harris is trying to tell you that they're the party of freedom. They're the party of democracy. Kamala Harris is trying to tell you and make this election about, oh, well, you should have freedom of choice what to do to your body. Well, then ask her, why did you make me get a shot? Why are you trying to make me get an experimental vaccine shot? Because it won't stop there. They want to control every aspect of your life. They want to tell you how much meat to eat, when you can eat it, how much this you can have, how much that you can have. You can't have a gas stove. You can't have a this. You can't have a this water heater. They want to control everything they want to control in your life, except, oh, but you can kill a baby. And that's their way to win. Folks, I'm telling you, you've got to pay attention and just really open your eyes on this. And don't be an emotional voter. Be a policy voter. Don't be an emotional voter. Be a policy voter. All right, folks, we got to go. Stay tuned. Locked and Loaded's up next with Roger B. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of Second Amendment talk because, listen, folks, if you're a gun owner, remember, your only choice is Donald Trump. If you're a gun owner, your only choice is Donald Trump. Thanks, folks. We'll see you next week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.